And he has written a beautiful new book from Tan Books. It's called A Compendium of Marian Devotions, written and compiled by Father Ed Broom. Father Broom, it's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it so much. Thank you.
You know, we always can, as a Mariologist, there's never enough Mary books, I can tell you that. You know, Bernard said you can never say enough about Mary. I believe we can never have enough books about Mary.
So true, and even St. Louis de Montfort says that the quickest, shortest, easiest pathway to Christ is through the Blessed Virgin Mary. So true, we can never talk too much about Mary and spread devotion to Mary. She's the shortcut to the Blessed Trinity, really.
Yes, she is. And the way your book is set up, you go through 32 different devotions to Mary. Some are tied in with her apparitions. But what was your goal, to just kind of help us put our mind around Marian devotion so that we can just go to a one-stop shop and recognize all the different aspects of Mariology that we can look at?
Well, when I started to work on it, my basic thrust was the Marian devotions, and then Brian, who was helping me as the producer, said, well, why not add also Marian doctrine? So what has happened is it's a harmonious blend between Marian dogmas, Marian devotions, approved Marian apparitions, and then the last part, you got these beautiful prayers to the Blessed Virgin Mary. But the last 8-9 pages are prayers, including the Litany of Loretta, or the famous Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So I think it's a good, as you mentioned, it's really a good book of Mariology, because you have to have both doctrine and devotion. Doctrine without devotion can be very arid and dry, or if you just have devotion without doctrine, it can degenerate into sentimentalism.
You're absolutely right, and the thing is the way you've done this is a very good balance, and unfortunately, for some reason, scholars are still arguing, why did the bottom drop out of Marian devotion in the late 60s? And, you know, even though Paul VI wrote Mariellus Cultus and wrote three other Marian encyclicals, and then John Paul II wrote the encyclical on
Mater Redem Tortis, yeah.
And then also his work on the Rosary.
Right.
I've studied this, and I still can't figure out the reason as to why this devotion to Mary was discarded, because it seemed not to be a top-down discarding, not from the bottom up.
I would say one of the reasons why would be the presence of the devil. I really feel the devil wants us not to draw close to Mary, because he knows that Mary will strike his head with her heel, as you read in Genesis 3:15, the Proto-Evangelium. That'd be one of the reasons why. And I think it could have been in the formation in the seminary back in the 60s and 70s, that the whole idea of Marian devotion was not really promoted. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because one of the first things they did when I arrived in Rome, I was ordained by John Paul II in 86, and I arrived at 79. And as postulants, we spent about 3 months studying Mariellus Cultus that you just mentioned. And I fell in love with that, finding the presence of Mary in the liturgical year. I found that that was just so beautiful. And which it really was an extension of Vatican II. Because Vatican II in Lumen Gentium Chapter 8 presents Mary in the context of the Church. And what is the Church? The Church is the mystical body of Christ. And the Church communicates its grace, of course, with the sacraments. So I would say maybe the presence of the enemy, the devil, who doesn't want us to love Mary, but possibly there was not a solid theological formation in the real importance of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So anything we can do on your radio program and my writings and my preachings, and I'm an oblate of the Virgin Mary, so that's our charism is given the spiritual exercise of St. Ignatius, but also our charism is to try to promote Marian devotion to the max, and she brings us into the very heart of Christ.
Well, I know your book answers, for me, three very important questions. In Chapter 3, you talk about Mary's two greatest desires, and then you talk about Marian devotion and Mariology, a defense of Marian devotion. And then, of course, we already touched on it, the Virgin Mary and spiritual warfare, that she is, they called her the Socia Christi, the helpmate of Christ, the second Eve, and how she is a very powerful help for us, and that her number one goal is not to, to tell us about her, but to open eyes, our eyes to her son.
Yes. You know, it's interesting that you mention J.P. II, St. John Paul II wrote Mater Redentoris, and then he wrote 2002, it was the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Rosary, and one of my inspirations I had in my other book, which was Consecration to Mary Through the Mystery of the Rosary, was from that book of John Paul II, the Apostolic Letter. And John Paul II says, we have to try to contemplate the face of Christ through the eyes and heart of Mary. And I just love that. We want to contemplate the face of Christ through the eyes and heart of Mary. In that apostolic letter, you probably remember reading that the Holy Father mentions Marian saints, and he mentions Colby, St. Louis de Montfort, he mentions Padre Pio, he mentions St. Therese, but he mentions someone that you've probably heard of, Father, but most of the Catholics have probably never heard of this person, Blessed Bartolo Longo.
Yes.
And Blessed Bartolo Longo, very interesting story, brought up and raised in Italy, went to the university, studying law. He was brought up and raised as a Catholic. But he falls in with these Satanists, and he consecrates himself to this satanic cult. He's actually consecrated a priest of Satan. And one of the priests that knew him, a Dominican priest, prayed and fasted for him. And as a result of that, he went back to confession. And what happened was, when he came out of the confessional, he heard a voice. I belong, you belong to me, was the voice of the enemy. But then he heard a very soft, gentle, but insistent voice that said, if you want to be saved, pray the rosary and propagate the rosary. That was the voice of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He followed her voice, and he started to pray the rosary, to propagate the rosary, to love the rosary. And as a result of that, you have Our Lady of Pompeii there in Naples, which is one of the most famous Marian sanctuaries that the past five popes have visited even more than once, recognizing that we are in spiritual warfare. There's no doubt about that.
Father Ed Brew about his wonderful book, The Compendium to Marian Devotion. Not only does it have really good teachings, it has some beautiful Marian pictures. Father, where can people get a copy of this excellent book?
They can just go to 10 publishers and just call them and maybe even order it online. But 10 publishers, also known as St. Benedict Press, and they can buy, it'd be a good Christmas present, maybe buy even more than one.
Absolutely. I'll definitely do that. Father Ed Broom, we'll put this up on our show notes. Thank you so much for being with us today, and thank you for giving us this very important book on Mary.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Now 449, we'll be back right after this with Matt Hess.
Support for Sacred Heart Radio is from St. Michael's Rosaries.